Charlie Morton Friday in Chicago was the start I think everybody had been looking forward to. Nobody more so than Charlie Morton, who struck out nine guys, pitched seven innings of shutout ball against the Cubs, got a no decision for his efforts as the Braves lost 1-0. But this came on the heels of a 12-strikeout performance against the Pirates, in which the swings and misses were up for Charlie as well. Yeah, he did get jumped for a couple of home runs early on and give up a couple of runs later in that start, but it seems like over the past couple of outings at best this year, maybe he's been at his best the last couple of outings. So boil it all down, do you feel like Charlie Morton may indeed be, air quotes, back?
This was the first scoreless start for him since May 8th. He struck out a combined 29 over his last three outings.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He had 18 swings, 12 whiffs on that curveball, a 67% in that outing. That was the big piece, right? Because that pitch has just, it's been hittable this year. He's thrown more than anybody in baseball, and guys have not been swinging through that pitch. So I think this outing in particular was a big step in that direction. I know he had double-digit strikeouts before that in an outing that necessarily wasn't the strongest. He had gone through a run there where he was allowing, you know, at least four and three straight starts. I think this one felt big. On the flip side of it, I mean, this is not a great offense that he's going against. You get around Wilson Contreras, and there's not a whole lot of speed bumps in this Cubs lineup. But nonetheless, these are professionals, and I think getting a 67% whiff rate on a pitch that's been you've been having issue with in a start like this, I think this is a more than positive sign for Charlie Morton.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I would say that's the same sentiment that I would take from it. Yeah, it is not the 27 Yankees. Many teams are not that club, and the Chicago Cubs are a team that does struggle to score some runs. But for Charlie Morton, he has struggled against lineups of all different shapes and sizes and ability levels this year, and it's good to see him go out there and really dominate a game. That felt more like Charlie Morton, the way he was pitching through the second half of last year and even into the playoffs for the Braves, what they were really looking for out of him next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.